If it's so, let me know.
Profoundly involves men with one another. Information force. Information instantaneously.
She called pest control, and when she was sprayed, she never was bothered again.
Hey, rainy day. Memphis, Tennessee, WYXR World. That is tuned into WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee, or WYXR.org. Welcome aboard. And thanks, Liv. Turn me on to Waxahachie there. I guess I had heard her, but I'd forgotten. I like that voice. We're going to kick it off with old Stevie Wonder. I don't want to tell you to get your dancing shoes on because I don't know what's ahead and it's a rainy day and I brought some jazz. But Stevie Wonder.
Now largely neglected and intelligent. There's a world of difference between the modern home environment of integrated electric information and the classroom. Rhythm.
WIXR comes from Choices, a nonprofit sexual and reproductive health care and Title X clinic. Choices offers little to no cost services, including birth control, HIV testing, counseling services, and more. Appointments can be made online at yourchoices.org or by calling 901-274-3550.
Support for WYXR comes from Freedom Prep Academy, celebrating 15 years of academic excellence, preparing all students in grades pre-K through 12 to excel in college and in life. With five schools in Westwood and Whitehaven, Freedom Prep is now enrolling for the 2025-26 school year. More information on enrollment at freedomprep.org or 901-498-1849.
Hey, I'm coming to you. Let me cue this up. Hang on. I got so into it, I forgot to cue it up.
I don't have anything queued up.
All right, let's just go with it. Roaming around the studio here on the Idle Hour, getting idle with the music myself. Let's see, we heard three from Stevie.
Hey, you know, where's that thing? Here we go. Where is it?
All right, entertainment's coming. Three from Stevie Wonder. Let's see. I wrote them down over there. Uptight, everything's all right. And shooby-dooby-doo.a. And thank you for letting me love you all the way. Thank you for loving me all the way. You could hear the party on some of those. Hey, you know what? One of them's still turning. Well, whatever. Let's go to the... I did get something queued up. We're going to go back to... A record from last week. We're going to hear the first track, opening track on Van Duren's, I forgot the year, 77 is my guess, 70, whatever, I'll look it up. Van Duren, Chemical Fire.
Watching the ceiling. About the good times, long days filled with sunshine and just a little bit of rain. Just a little bit of rain. And if I look back, I will forget about the bad times, lonely, blue and sad times, just a little bit of rain. Just a little bit of rain. Just a little bit of rain. Just a little bit of rain.
Thank you.
All right. The Mekons exploding for us with the Trendum Grain. Oh, wait a minute. The Mekons exploding for us with the Trendum Grange Explosion from there. I'm going to give it a mid-80s release. It's a twin tone record, all you Replacements fans. From the Mekons, Honky Tonkin'. Began the top of the set, a nice run of Memphis artists. Sorry for the 45 speed there, Van Duren. I fixed you right quick. From Are We Serious? On Big Sound, 1977, we heard Chemical Fire. Van Duren still plays around Memphis. Look for him. Him and Vicki Loveland. Tommy Hoen, the late Tommy Hoen after that. Losing You to Sleep. Began on, what was Henry Loeb's record label name? Do you remember? Doggone it. I wonder if it's on here. Power Play. Began on Power Play. Picked up by London Records. What year are we putting on that? Nah, we're not putting it. Oh, wait a minute. 1978. I remember that from last week. Now, hey, did someone not unpack their bag? Sid Selvage, A Little Bit of Rain, title track on the Archer Records label, produced by Jim Dickinson. Nice to hear Sid on a rainy day. Hey, guest time. Guest time on the Idle Hour. Test your mic, David.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can pull it towards you. Sorry, I should have told you you were about to go on. Oh, that's right, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Sorry. Just I'll introduce David Less coming up as a guest after the next track with a track from his archives. And it's I'll let people begin to think. It's a local piano player, and he was influenced by the piano player we're about to hear.
Yeah.
Although, we're about to hear it from later in this player's career. You want to say anything?
No.
Wise man. All right. Here comes Memphis Slim. Oh, gone it did again. There we go.
So wish me well. Babe, I'm gonna put you down. So wish me well. Baby, I'm gonna put you down. Well, I'm in love with you, lady. So tired of being your clown. But you're still my baby. Don't care where you go. Still my lady. And I don't care where I go. Oh, but you're in love with another guy. Get together no more. Tell somebody get that baby. We'll be right back. won't you sit down and write to me? You get lonesome, baby, won't you sit down and write to me? Oh, you've been a bad little girl, I know you didn't intend to be.
Memphis Slim. That's from a later Slim record called Live from Antone's with Matt Murphy, his longtime Chicago player. I got a longtime friend and Memphis roustabout here, record producer and more than concert producer. Beale Street Music Festival, early ones. What year did you do them? David Less. Ladies and gentlemen, David Less.
I produced from 1979 to 83.
I don't know why I can't get any sound out of that mic. Hang on. Maybe it's actually this one. Talk again.
I produced 1979 to 1983 with a group of people. I did the main stage, and David Evans did the blues stage. Harry Winfield did the gospel, and Emerson Abel did a jazz stage, and my stage was kind of a potpourri. I got everybody.
You did, man. I saw fantastic Memphis artists who I would never have gotten a chance to see anywhere. You know, wouldn't have known about them, but you put them on the stage in the public, and it was a beautiful thing. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I turned it into a career.
Well, the blues festivals in Overton Park probably did much the same for me.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. Well, you're here today with something from your archive. You wouldn't go with the name of our little segment, occasional monthly segment. I was suggesting More with Less. You refuse that. Is it possible we can go with Less with Less?
No.
No, okay. No. David Less, what do we got from your archive today?
Well, this is Booker T. Lowry, who in the mid, probably later 70s, I had a grant. It was a youth grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. There was a time when I was a youth, many years ago, and I got a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities to study urban music in Memphis. And Memphis Slim was coming back to Memphis for the first time in decades. I think he had been to New York maybe, but he lived in Paris. He was happy as a clam. They treated him like he should be treated as opposed to the way he was treated around here.
Absolutely.
So he had come back for the first time and...
Roughly 77?
I think that's probably right.
I can say that because I was there. But go
okay,
ahead.
Yeah. So I was writing for Downbeat at the time. And Downbeat assigned, and I had the grant from the National Endowment and for the Humanities, and they Downbeat said I asked them if, you know, I said I want to cover it. He was coming back to play with the Memphis Symphony. A terrible idea. But anyway, so I interviewed Slim. He was staying at the Holiday Inn Rivermont, which used to exist, and I went to interview him. And when I got there, he was there with a guy who nobody knew, but he was his running buddy from the old days, his friend, who he probably hadn't seen in 20 years because he hadn't been back to Memphis. And this guy didn't have any front teeth and a big scar across his forehead, and you could hardly understand what he was saying because he didn't have any teeth. But they were joking around about the old days, and I got this all on tape on an interview about, you know, Beale Street and this, that, and the other. And nobody was interviewing anybody about music or Memphis. I mean, what, you know, who cared? Nobody cared. So I got a really good interview with him. Mm-hmm. But I realized that this guy was one of the piano players in the clubs on Beale Street and was a really authentic guy. And he was missing a finger or something.
Yeah, he was.
So... I said, well, Slim was only in for a day and, you know, or a couple of days to do the concert. So I interviewed Booker T. And I'd always had a theory that African Americans musicians play differently for their audience. Once they begin to play for a wide audience, they play differently. You know, Furry and Gus Cannon and those people used to play for the Crumps and the Overtons. And I'm convinced that when they did their act for them, it was totally different than when they did their act for a black audience. Mm-hmm. Still do. B.B. King, I went to see B.B. at Club Paradise. Totally different. So I wanted to get this guy who had not played for a wide audience, had only played on the clubs in Beale Street, and record him. So I went into Philip's studio. Richard Roseborough was the engineer. And I took him in to record some of his songs. Now, this is before he later went to Blues Alley and started playing in Blues Alley. And he, and listen, he had a great career. He deserved a great career.
Yeah.
He was a great player, and he did play. And he even made a record for Rounder later.
Yes, I wrote the Louder Notes.
Oh, did you? Okay. So the stuff he did for Rounder and the stuff he did later was very good. He was always very good. But this track that we did was right out of the gate, first thing.
Dang.
And I think you'll hear the difference. This is him, I suspect, more authentic. This is Rolling and Tumbling, and it was recorded, Richard Roseborough recorded it. I then recorded a whole another album with Jim Dickinson Engineering. And so I have this, and those tracks are lost. I don't know where those tracks are, but I do have all of these tracks that we recorded at Phillips. This is Rolling and Tumbling with Booker T. Lowry.
Bye-bye.
walking, I'm walking my baby's door.
Dang, David, that is some killer stuff right there. Booker T. Lowry, that is some killer stuff.
Yeah, he was amazing. I mean, Booker T., you know, what happened was there used to be a dentist around town who loved music and fixed his teeth. And listen, he deserved to have his teeth fixed, but it ruined his singing. And, you know, he got to where... I saw it happen with Ruby Wilson. I went to Al Green's church. I did a cover story for Downbeat, and I went to Al's church when he first opened his church, and it was just his congregation. And Al said, listen, I want you to come to church. So I went with my photographer, and nobody had ever been to Al Green's church. And he said, we have a new sister here in town. And Ruby went up with a fur coat in the middle of summer and sang Amazing Grace, mm-hmm. and it chills. It was incredible, you know. But then when she got to Beale Street, she had to make a living.
Uh-huh.
You know, Booker, and deserved to make a living. Booker, yeah, the same way. But the authenticity of that was different than mm-hmm. than what, you know, what you do to make a living. He was playing for his soul, you know. He was playing music, and it's quite different.
I met Booker T. Lowry. I think that I first encountered him because he had been filmed for a movie I came back to Memphis to edit in the late 80s, mm-hmm. and that I made with Judy Pizer at the Center for Southern Folklore, All Day and All Night. And so then I certainly, if I knew about Booker before then, I don't remember. So that was my experience, and I got to look at it. I'll tell you what, he was one difficult guy to sync up. That was when it was film and mag tape, and he was hard to sync up.
I bet he was. I bet he was.
Well, that was great stuff.
Yeah, well, thanks.
That was great stuff. David Less in for his monthly occasional sharing from the archive, and we'll look for you to come back middle of March.
I'll be here.
Sounds great. Thank you for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, let's go to another piano player. This one, while you're still here, did you ever work with Professor Longhair?
I never did. No. I worked with his producer, Jerry Wexler.
That's right. This is the one produced by Wex. Okay, here we go. Let's get that up. Piano New Orleans style.
By myself, I ain't got no friend. Just want to get happy a little while, that's all. Let me fall. Oh, let me fall on the wall. Thank you. fellas, you want to let me have a little fun with you all? Oh, let me get right. I'm out here in the early bright. I want to know, can I go and ball the wall?
That's right. It's the music telling me I got to go. Got to go. Idle hour done. The sands of the idle hour. Sands of the idle hour have run their course. Zach Ives up next with a box of records. Dip from the hip. Keep it here. JB's up later tonight. Hey, it's WYXR. It's the community voice. And this is the February Sustainer Drive month, which you can become a monthly donor today at sustainer.wyxr.org. Lester Young before that. Where was that at? Lester Young, Washington, D.C., 1956, we heard I Can't Get Started. Gonna get out of here with some more jazz, this time from Charlie Christian, great early electric guitarist. What would he play? What'd I pick? I Can't Give You Anything But Love. And that's from me to you, and hope from you to everybody what you know. Catch you next week.